Hello?
Hello, Arthur. This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Hi. Mom, hi. I was just going to call you. Is that a funny
Arthur,
thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone to call...
Arthur, you were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, darling, I just didn't have a second and
you
I could cut my throat.
Second.
I was so busy.
Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
It was just work. And
all
darling,
day Friday night.
I kept thinking, I got to call Mom.
And all day Saturday.
Oh, listen, believe
and all
me.
All day Sunday. And your father said to me, Phyllis, eat something. You'll faint.
Darling,
I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son called.
Mom.
He never called.
Mother, I was sending up Vanguard. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
Okay, honey.
You know, Arthur, I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers, you know? And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count-off...
Down.
...to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have
you
me on the phone.
You know how I worry.
Well, I do. That's the point.
I read
that's
in the paper how you keep losing them.
Mother! I don't lose them.
Well, I nearly went out of my mind.
Okay, honey,
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right.
You don't even write me a letter.
Right,
is that
it.
So hard?
Okay.
I'm your mother.
Right, mother, look, darling, please,
I'll send
honey,
you
Mom,
the stamp.
Dear,
it's
please,
so
don't. Just tell me how you
That's
are,
so
Mom.
Hard.
Tell me how you are. How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. I really am. What's wrong?
Nothing. You know what it is, honey.
Yeah.
The same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's my nerves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went to the doctor, and he told me right out.
Yeah,
he said, listen, Mrs. White,
who
are you fooling?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You are a very nervous,
very
high-strung woman.
Yeah. Well, God knows that's true,
And you cannot stand the slightest aggravation.
Well,
I said, doctor, I know that. I know that, too.
Of course.
You see, doctor. I have this son. And he is, it's the truth. The boy is not lying. He is. He's very busy. You see, doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Honey, listen, Mom,
well,
dear,
Arthur,
I want you to
tell... when I said
Mom...
that to him, that man turned pale.
Right, dear, Mom.
He said, Mrs. White, Mom. I have been a doctor for 35 years, and I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
Right, Mom, dear,
That's
listen,
just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know, honey,
And that man is a doctor.
Mom, Mother, please, dear. Will you just tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well... I may be in the hospital for a while, so,
The hospital?
Yes, the hospital.
Well, but what are they going to do?
Well, they'll x-ray my nerves.
Mother, why didn't you let me know? All you had to do
honey,
was drop...
I thought you were going to aggravate yourself.
Well,
I wouldn't have brought it up.
How can I not aggravate myself?
It's a little tiny... nothing. Forget it. How's your hangnail?
All right. Mother,
yes.
Please, just don't worry.
Arthur... What does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Nothing, actually. I don't know. I just said the first thing that came into my head. It was a
Arthur,
mistake.
Arthur, listen to me. I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. I should have realized,
What's
and I didn't.
What's the use of talking,
no, it was a mistake.
You know?
I'm sorry. No,
you're very young.
Well,
Someday, Arthur,
Mom.
You'll get married.
Mom?
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom.
And honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making me. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I'm doing my best now. You called me on the telephone. I tried to explain to you.
Don't hit me. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that I bothered you. And look, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Oh, Mother, it's true. What do you think? I feel crummy.
Arthur, honey,
Why don't you call me, sweetheart? Look, you know, Arthur, I know that I nag you, you know.
Listen, I'm a nagging mother. What are you going to do?
No, I'm kidding. Honey, you know, you're my baby. And Arthur, you're the only baby I've got. And honey, no matter how old you get, when you get to be 80 years old, you're going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me, sweetheart, I can't help it. I worry. So is that so hard to pick up a phone and call your mommy? Please, baby, please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
You say it, and then you
really
promise.
Will, I promise.
Well, then you make your mommy so happy.
If mommy's happy, then he's happy. Okay,
right,
mommy.
And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
And remember, Dad, I love you.
I love you too, mommy.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, mommy. Nani, noonie.